All right, this is Chung Tere Banana coming to you from Taipei. And I'm screwing up my intro because I'm playing this song in the background. But in any case, Happy New Year, or it will be Happy New Year to you. So let me do the introduction again. This is Chung Tere Banana from Anime Diet Radio, directly from the Diet 3 to your ears. It is 11:20 on Friday in Taipei time, and I woke up this morning thinking, wow, today's Saturday. No, really, I really think that today was Saturday. Was I drunk last night? Of course I was drunk last night, but I went to sleep early because I didn't want to face the fact that I'm freaking 33. I shall have been freaking 33 by the end of today. Yeah, it's future perfect, whatever. So, you know, as the year winding down for everybody, especially in about 39 minutes on the East Coast and a few more hours everywhere else. Sorry, I don't know the California time at this point. Boo me. And I just want to say that to talk about a couple of shows or maybe a few shows I remember that's actually pretty good that I should remember. So, one of them is immediately comes up to my head, which actually I was thinking about it in the bathroom, was Canon, not the Canon that you remember, not that, whatever. It's a show in the summer. It had great action, awesome animation, great story between ladies and some guys. I know it sounds kind of silly, but no, it's not. It's a great show. It's got pathos, it's got plot, it's got emotion. It's a little bit complex, though. But, you know, I meant to write this as an article, but let me tell you. The only way to deal with it is simply just sit through it and fight through all your urge to be analytical and try to say what the hell is going on with the plot. Well, let me explain to you the basic plot, since I think a lot of people wouldn't be interested anyway. Just want to see the action. And Canon and Maria, and you know, all this this girl love stuff. So, okay. CIA basically was trying to test out a virus. Okay. That makes super soldiers. And then so they subcontracted. Well, they didn't subcontract, but they got outfired. Okay. Maybe they subcontracted outfired organization. I don't know. And anyway, it doesn't matter. And they went to this village in Xinjiang. In China, you know, Western China. Exotic enough? Okay. So they basically infect the whole villagers with the virus. Right? And then some of them had superpowers. That's the basic plot, really. You know, it's a little bit mixed about... It's Japanese attempt of trying to bring exoticness into something. So it talks about a little bit new China, like a lot of Shanghai. You know, how China really looks like today. If you still don't know what China looks like today, look at Canon. Okay, it's not a backward... Well, at least Shanghai is not. Everywhere else, I dare not say. Okay, so another good show is Ashura Crying. You know, I keep talking about Ashura Crying, but I honestly think it is the EVA for this generation. Let's see, it's got giant robots. It's got a boy who has to pilot these robots, but not exactly piloting. It's more like, oh, you know, the boy has to deal with the fact that... his best friend is trapped inside, you know, and that's a problem, you know, like, because if the best friend might die, right? So, you know, there's something else to it. And see, I'm pissed off at using GarageBand right now because it's not working as the way I want it. And the EVA of our generation, it's got a Misato-like character. She's played by Tanaka Rie. And, you know, it's got robots, it's got school, but it's got a lot of school. Rather than EVA, you don't really see much about school. This got a lot of school. And it's a little bit school comedy. And the fact is, the thing that powers your giant, powerful super robot that can sometimes distort dimensions and all that. You know, dimensions, you know, like EVA had a sea of Derek or some shit like that, right? So basically, it's your girlfriend's soul, man. Her body's gone. Her soul is still in there. Okay? Her soul is inside of that freaking machine. And you can see her projecting image. Alright? But as you use more and more of this power, she becomes less and less emotional and distant. and just finally just disappears. It's painful, trust me. They did these things so well. It's painful. You know, when those male characters, when they see those their loved ones disappear and their pain, it's just so real, dude. Even for somebody who likes, okay, I don't know about BL. This show is full of girls. And that's the thing for us, man, full of pretty girls and superpower and all that stuff. It's kind of messy in the beginning, too. But, you know, it pretty much ties everything up by the end. Anyway, it had a great episode 12. Okay, so Ashura crying. I'm running out of time, so it's 5 minutes something, and I'm still looking up stuff. Isn't that stupid? I'll tell you what, surprisingly, I like Gundam 00. Also, I suspect that was last year, wasn't it? But whatever, I'm just gonna say it. Gundam 00 in the beginning is very boring. They're too super powerful, and they all look like girls. But and I'll tell you, the issue is so close to home. It's, but you know what happened is that at the very least, it became more realistic. I mean, as realistic as Gundam gets, you know, all these real issues and those emotional conflicts. Not to mention these nice mecha fighting and all those goodies, and you get guys, you just want to look at that female captain. She's hot, and those four gay boys, they actually don't look at them. Those gay boys, they actually don't look at her at all. They're not even remotely interested. One time she was like all like hot and kind of and just a little bit meaty on her, and then they just weren't even checking her out. It isn't because she was fat. Stop putting that supermodel thing on. Oh, okay, fine. Now I know I want to talk about. It's either Kimi no Todoke or Toaru Kakaku, a certain scientific railgun. And I got 3 minutes left. I'll go with scientific railgun. The first, the excellent, awesome, great animation. Especially, you have to see the part where the rain is hitting the window. I believe that was episode 2. And then also when those two girls from outside of the school city, campus city, actually went to the campus city, and the animation was totally, totally deliciously awesome. I don't know how else to say it, but it was great animation, just simply good plot and good story. You know, it's good story and good plot. I mean, it's simple. And of course, the light novel and the manga are still going on. So if you can get access to them, I totally recommend you do. But anyway, great story, nice, likable characters, and, you know, girls with superpowers, and, you know, all these goodies, but just lack of fan service, trust me. But lots of GL, girl-on-girl action. Well, you think it's going to be Strawberry Pentacaliber or Candy Boy... suggestiveness. Well, it's more of a comedic stuff. Oh, got 2 minutes left. So let's go with Kimi no Todoke. I've seen people hating it. Everyone in there is so freaking naive and fake and almost fake like innocent. I know it's weird, but of course that's not the point. It's a fantasy, stupid. It's called anime, stupid. It's not supposed to be absolutely realistic. If you want that, I don't know which one to recommend to you. There isn't an anime out there that's absolutely 1,000,000%, thank you, realistic. That's what usually people want, right? They want the extreme. They want 1,000,000% realistic. There isn't. I would say Grateful for Fireflies, but it's not a happy show to watch, is it? So, no, it's not. So, anyway, the main character is awkward like me. You know, she's a freaking awkward human being that doesn't know how to deal with people, period. You know, for the longest time, I was like that. My friends like that. Okay. But, you know, like, of course, in the show, you got a nice guy helping her out. And, you know, everything works out for her. But it's never easy, you know. And, of course, you got a likable enough villain who actually tells, you know, she shows a vulnerable side. She's not just super evil. I'm just going to be an evil, picky bitch. I ain't got a reason. She's got a reason. Of course, you know what I say, though? People are bad because they're bad. And don't tell me about reasons. But, you know, whatever. You know, the villain character, Kurumi Zawa Ume, actually played by Hirano Aya. I really like her. She's an awesome actress and she can do different range. I don't know why people on Two-chan actually punishes her regularly with flaming comments and all that. I have no idea. Maybe some people think, okay, once you're in the otaku industry, you're not supposed to do anything else. Well, here's the thing about the Japanese agencies. They tell you to do whatever, you do whatever. You don't get a choice. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get to do what you love to do anyway. They'll just say, well, find someone else. We don't care. The Japanese doesn't give a flying fuck about anybody who doesn't fit their fucking organization. And that's the truth, period. Even if you're a white person. But anyway, that's so much for that. And I see I'm almost 40 seconds over limit. Okay, so this is anime. No, this is Tsundere Banana from Anime Diet Radio, from Diet 3 directly to your ears, signing out. Oh, and I forgot to say, Happy New Year! Happy 2010! Goodbye!